If you have a goal and you're going to do it, then seek the support of secretive action in your own goals, your personal goals. Don't sit there publicizing to everyone before you've achieved it. Of course, if you want to help someone, give them advice that is praiseworthy. But sometimes we need to keep some of our goals secret because there are people who are envious towards us. Some of the signs of the evil eye, my brothers and sisters, if someone wants to ask. In Islam, therefore, there are the three types, which is forbidden envy, and we already said that, malicious, spiteful, wanting for the other person to lose them or harm upon them. Number three, permissible, emulative, worldly, materialistic things that are beneficial to you and are not forbidden things. You see someone else has a nice car, a nice house, they're successful in their job, they have a good income, they have a good, you know, family, they have good looks, they have good health, and mashallah, they have a good diet and they exercise, and you would like to also have something like that without wishing any ill against that person. In fact, you say, Tabarakallah. You say, may Allah bless what they have. And then you turn around and say, oh Allah, grant me, you know, same as what they have and assist me to be even better between you and Allah. Then that's fine. That's permissible. That's okay. Nothing wrong with that. Then comes the third type, which is encouraged in Islam, rewarded in Islam by Allah. It is when emulating someone who has a religious or virtuous blessing or skill, which is used in matters of worship and in matters that please Allah. The hadith is in Bukhari and Muslim. The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, envy should not be except in two things. Another hadith in three things. And when he says should, it means the envy that is rewarded, the praiseworthy envy, not just the permissible, but the praiseworthy. He said, number one, when you see a person whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him or her wealth, and you see that that person uses that wealth against the people who want to harm Islam or their family, or in order to make themselves giving rather than taking, they're giving in charity, they're helping, they're upholding goodness, they're putting their wealth towards a good cause. You see them doing that with their wealth, they're feeding their family with it so that they don't need other people and so on. Then this is a praiseworthy envy to say, oh Allah, bless their wealth and their good deeds and grant me the same and better. This is so that I can do the good that they do with their wealth as well. So I can also give charity. So I can also protect and defend. So I can also put it towards good cause. Number two, and a person who had been given wisdom, intelligence and knowledge or skills, and they use that wisdom, intelligence, knowledge and skills towards something that is pleasing to Allah, or teaches it to others and benefits others with it. And then you say, I wish I had what they had of knowledge, wisdom or skills so that I can benefit others and do things that please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without wishing for them to lose it. In fact, I say, may Allah bless it. This is praiseworthy type of envy. In another hadith, he said, and a person who had been given the knowledge of the Quran and the ability to recite Quran and to apply the Quran. And so you see them reciting at night and day, they understand the Quran, and then you say, I wish I had what they had as well, the ability to learn the Quran, to recite the Quran, to understand the Quran and apply it like they do. These are all rewarding types of envy, and they're not called evil envy at all. We move on to the next three, inshallah. Inert envy. Now, inert envy is a type of envy where a person looks at other people's possessions and blessings. They don't wish any harm for them. In fact, they're happy for them. They have no malicious intention. They have no spiteful intentions. They have no hate for the fact that they have what they don't have. They don't have any of that. However, inertly towards themselves, they give up on themselves and they become what? They become debilitated. They think, I'm not good enough. God is not, you know, maybe Allah is punishing me. Maybe I'm never going to make it. Maybe I'm not meant to. I'm just a loser. I'm just, I'm not fortunate. I was born that way. Now, although that's not sinful, you've got to be careful. It can turn into sin if a person keeps following that, because what's going to happen is that if it leads to them starting doubting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He will not provide them, then that becomes sinful, because we're meant to think of Allah well. But just merely a person feeling like frustrated, I can't do it, without having any ill intentions, it's not sinful, but it's not healthy. And a believer is not taught in Islam that way. We are taught, inshallah, to build our self-esteem, to work towards our goals, and to rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I just suffices me to remind you of the hadith of the Prophet, peace be upon him. He said, احرص على ما ينفعك, be diligent on what benefits you. واستعن بالله ولا تعجز, seek Allah's support and move forward and do not become paralyzed. فإن أصابك شيء, if a calamity befalls you, didn't go the way that you expected, do not say, if only I had done so and so, such and such a thing would have happened. Rather say, Allah has willed and what He wills He does. For saying, if only, is from the shaitan and opens the door for the shaitan to cause you doubt in your own self. Moving on, the two other sinful types of envy are called aggressive and spiteful envy. Aggressive envy is when a person wants to harm the other person, wants the other person to lose what they have. They even might backbite, gossip, conspire, go on social media, write comments against them. And I'll talk about the signs of such a type of people. Or spiteful, they'll be two-faced. These people, these type of envious people, they want harm for others who have what they don't have. So my brothers and sisters, here are some of the signs, which I gathered, some of the signs of a spiteful, envious, aggressive person, the sinful type. Now, remember what we said in our talks, we don't sit here talking about others. The first place we start is with ourselves. So let us, inshallah, look at these and apply them to ourselves so that we don't fall into them. Number one, the spiteful, envious person or aggressive person is the one, you'll find that they are not normally generous or giving unless there is a benefit out of it for them, or if it turns attention away from the other person to themselves. These people are not genuine in giving and generosity and good deeds. A spiteful, envious person will fake their generosity if there is a benefit to them personally, or, and most tasteful to them, when they see that the attention is taken away from the person they're envious about and it goes towards them. In any way, shape or form, they'll stoop so low to go into a comment section on social media, which maybe no one even looks at it, their comment, but they'll still do it, and they'll do it again and again, hoping that anyone can give them a love heart to turn the attention away from someone or the speaker or someone else who made a comment, while they themselves are not really saying anything beneficial, but they're doing it out of turning the attention to themselves. So these are signs of an envious person, likely signs of an envious person. A second sign of a spitefully envious person is that they hit and run. They look for moments where they can hit and run. What does that mean? The hit and run tactic of a spiteful person, they'll use platforms and places where they can talk negatively about the person they're envious about, but in a way that they cannot be caught. Hit and run. So these are the types of people who probably go to someone else and backbite you and gossip about you. They'll choose a group, and if your name is mentioned, they'll use that moment to see, okay, can I say something and get away with it? Can I throw in a bomb in there, and you know, a metaphoric bomb, and just move away and cause fitna? Is there a place on social media where I'll just look at it and just write something and leave it there for everyone to see? Hit and run. A third sign of a spiteful, envious person, they will rarely tell you how they feel to your face. In fact, to your face, they'll act like they're your friend, and that's because they want to take more information out of you to go and use it against you. But they won't tell you their true feelings to your face. Number four, they love to hear gossip about you and about others. As soon as they hear gossip about someone that they're envious about, it's their fetish. That's it. They get excited about it. Number five, they enjoy regular gossip about anyone anyway. Gossip is a beautiful world for them. Backbiting gossip about anybody, because somehow they think it makes them feel better. Especially if they hear the misfortune of someone else, because of the disease of envy in their heart, somehow they think, well, if I can't attain, let me hear the misfortunes of others. It somehow temporarily makes me feel good. Someone got divorced, who? Them. Oh, wow, to tell us, oh my God. But really, it's a disease in their heart. They're excited to hear it. Because if they're going through trouble, they say, oh, I feel good about my trouble now. They're actually happy that someone went through misfortune, because now they can look at their own misfortune and say, at least I'm not alone. That's spiteful. We should not wish for others. We would not wish for ourselves. And the Prophet ﷺ said, لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يحب لأخيه ما يحب لنفسه. None of you will truly attain full faith and iman until they love for their brother what they love for themselves. And the opposite is true, to hate for your brother what you hate for yourself. Another sign of a person who is spitefully envious is that they stalk and follow the stories, the events, the achievements, social media accounts of that person they're envious of. They will never leave them alone. Another sign of a spitefully envious person, they love to not only backbite, but to also make up stories about that person that are untrue. They will add lies about that person. Another sign is that they feel excited. Oh, sorry, I already said that one, when they hear bad news about other people. Another one is they will use opportunities to sabotage that person's reputation and success. And lastly, they love to know your secrets by getting close to you, faking friendships, then use secrets against you to others. In this case, our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam warned us to be careful, and we knew it from his sunnah, around people and not to expect or assume of everyone in the same way. There are those you can trust and those who you don't trust. And people who you don't know, don't give them too much. There is also a statement which is attributed to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but it wasn't the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam who said it. It was probably attributed to Ali radiallahu anhu or others, but the meaning is true. Istaeenu ala qada'i hawa'ijikum bisirriyah. If you have a goal and you're going to do it, then seek the support of secretive action in your own goals, your personal goals. Don't sit there publicizing to everyone before you've achieved it. Of course, if you want to help someone, give them advice that is praiseworthy, but sometimes we need to keep some of our goals secret because there are people who are envious towards us. Some of the signs of the evil eye, my brothers and sisters, if someone wants to ask, in a person are based on a mix of authentic and unauthentic hadiths. Many of them are quite ambiguous, open to interpretation and educational guesswork. So I wouldn't hold on to them too much and probably be in some cases dangerous to think that all these are signs of the evil eye. So for example, epileptic fits, fever and sudden debilitation, as we read in the hadith, sudden loss of weight and frailty, sudden paleness and skin discoloration. In these cases, please, number one, seek medical attention first. Number two, consider professional therapy if somebody is going through this. And couple it with ruqya. No harm in doing ruqya, meaning recite what the Prophet ﷺ said. Recite قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ قُلْ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ آيَةُ الْكُرْسِي several times. Recite Surah Al-Fatiha. Anything from the Quran, inshallah, is good. Be aware, my brothers and sisters, of the evil eye being exaggerated. These are my final words. Do not take these as a clear sign that you have an evil eye or have given someone else an evil eye. Some people can really get into an obsessive compulsive disorder about the evil eye. And I've seen it happen mostly with Muslims. A person could be having wudu and then slips and thinks someone gave me the evil eye. Whereas when you look at the wudu area, it's full of tiles, it's slippery and there's water. Rationally, people can slip. We even have, you know, signs saying, be careful, it's slippery. So if I slip, it doesn't mean it's an evil eye. Let's be rational about it. Sometimes some people may see that suddenly some things are not going so well in their life. Maybe a combination of things. Their car suddenly is giving them trouble. Their relationship is suddenly, they're having disagreements. Maybe the work is not going as well in the past month. Sometimes, you know, in combination in the house, the electricity has been playing up or the internet's been playing up. People put all that combination and then we kind of, because we don't know what's going on, sometimes we might think someone's given us an evil eye. So be careful, don't exaggerate that, brothers and sisters. We do go through tests and trials. But use rational thinking. Use the three quls, as I told you. Have tawakkul. Tawakkul comes before the fear of the evil eye. And shaitan, know that shaitan loves to use religious tactics by exaggerating beliefs and making you focus on the religious fear tactics. For example, he'll say to you, it's the evil eye, it's the evil eye. Remember so-and-so, he or she looked at you funny. Remember when you visited so-and-so, they told you not to go there. We told you this and that. Maybe they fed you something. Maybe you drank something. Maybe, maybe. And then you get into this spiral. You forget that Allah is the most powerful and you start having confirmation bias. My brothers and sisters, please avoid superstitious beliefs in trying to protect yourself from the evil eye and envy. Some people resort to wearing amulets that look like a blue eye, for example. Sometimes they wear it around their wrist or around their neck. Some people, they go to fortune tellers to try and find out what's going on, or they try to use voodoo, or they try to even believe in talismans and psychics even. Some people actually believe in that. All of these, my brothers and sisters, is making partners with Allah. Alhamdulillah, reciting the three quls, ayat al-kursi, other verses of the Quran, and the dua, inshaAllah, is enough. My brothers and sisters, thank you for listening. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect our hearts from spiteful and vicious envy, and to make us among those whose hearts are clean and pure. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assist us against the weaknesses of our hearts and minds. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from all that displeases Him and from the harm of the harmers. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raise this ummah and its rank and accept our good deeds. Jazakumullahu khair wa sallallahu ala nabina Muhammad walhamdulillah.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers.
I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Weight Watchers. Watch it work.